introduction to the Wheeler Centre venue. Access to the Wheeler Centre entrance at 176 Little Lonsdale Street, Melbourne, is via a narrow bitumen path on the left side of Little Lonsdale Street as you travel north from Swanston Street. The footpath runs alongside the rough stone wall of the State Library of Victoria. Then, as you draw closer to the entrance, there are two metered disability parking spaces parallel to the road. Here, the footpath dips to accommodate the car park entrance, and waist-height steel bollards separate the car parks from pedestrians. The Wheeler Centre entrance has 9 concrete steps from the road to the front door platform. The stairs are 5 metres across, bookended by glass panel balustrades under long metal grab rails, one on either side. A 6-metre-high contemporary rectangular arch frames the whole structure. The side walls have thick pale green glass. The right-hand side glass panel has the Wheeler Centre logo, which is a white letter W made from a series of concentric Vs that cross in the centre like bird wings on a square green background. The words "The Wheeler Centre" are written in black below, along with the words "books, writing and ideas" written in smaller green letters, one below the next. To utilise the ramp access to the building, continue past the base of the stairs to the left for another 15 metres, flanked on the left with a 1.5 metre high wrought iron fence. At the end, you turn left back on yourself and move up the gentle incline of the ramp, which runs alongside the wall of the building, parallel to the road. 3/4 of the way up, the ramp makes a 90-degree turn to the right for a few paces, then back to the left to complete the journey to the top platform. There are metal grab rails that run the length of the ramp on either side. Turn right at the top of the ramp to enter the building. On the platform, at the top of the stairs and extending to the top of the ramp on the right, is a strip of hazard tiles. As you enter the arched alcove, glass sliding doors separate in the centre and open into the foyer. Once in the foyer, approximately 4 metres from the door, directly in front of you, sits a long wooden reception desk, slightly offset to the left of centre. The shape of the right-hand side of this desk angles away 45 degrees and leads to a large elevator recessed in the back wall of the room. If you turn right as you enter, there's a 3-metre wide entrance to a corridor, which leads to a carpeted staircase. One set of stairs leads down to a cafe and the moat, a smaller venue in the building. The other set leads up to the offices and the administration area. The ambulant and accessible toilet, labelled gender-neutral and fragrance-free, along with other male and female toilets, can be accessed by the elevator or the stairs down to the lower level. If you turn left as you enter the foyer, you will face a set of heavy glass and wooden double doors which open into the performance space. These are already open, they swing towards you as you enter, or if closed, will be attended by an usher to operate them. The performance space is a long, narrow carpeted space with 5 arched windows down the left-hand side. The high ceiling has a series of Art Deco pendant lights hanging along the centre line. The single block of 250 chairs has no central aisle. Access is from the corridors which run down either side of the seating bank. Approximately 27 rows of chairs of around 10 chairs per row all face a stage platform at the end of the room. The chairs are non-fixed plastic moulded seats without arms and 2 curved metal frames support the sides. They can be readily moved to allow for wheelchair users. 3/4 of the way down the room, a stack of room divider panels concertina back against the wall on either side. When pulled across and locked into a fixed wall position, this performance space may be reduced down to a more intimate size. The stage is a platform 6 metres deep by 8 metres wide. It's raised 500 millimetres from floor level. There are 4 stairs to the stage with a railing on the left-hand side. A portable wheelchair lift is also available. The stage is wrapped with a 2-metre-high black border along both sides and across the back. Against the back are 3 freestanding wooden Ws, the Wheeler Centre logos, which create the backdrop. A series of square, red, short-backed armchairs sit in a semicircle in front of these, with a couple of circular side tables spaced intermittently between them. Over the stage in groups hang black theatrical stage lights pointed at the stage. This audio introduction has been described by Carol Wellman Kelly for Access to Art South Australia, November 2019.